Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breakthrough Directions. Each week, Breakthrough Directions explores the two faces of your business, outward through marketing and client delivery, and inward, your vision, profit model, systems, team, and you, so you can grow a business you love and live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to Breakthrough Directions here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling in live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show lined up for you. We have my co-host, Linda Feinholz, the founder of the Breakthrough Academy at breakthroughbydesign.com. Linda's calling in live this week from Los Angeles, California. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Gina. It sounded like you had gale force winds whipping around you as you came on.
It was a little bit windy. I tried to get inside to avoid that, but just didn't get here fast enough.
Oh, don't want your new umbrella blowing away.
I know.
Too funny. Well, I am so excited for who we have with us on the show today. Sonia Riccati is someone who I've been getting to know these past weeks, and I feel like, as so often happens, through a lovely introduction, I feel like I've met a friend for life, and I'm so glad that she's able to come join us on the program today. So here's just a few statistics for folks who like all those nice, crunchy numbers at the beginning. Sonia has over 4 million views of her YouTube videos. That's how well the message that she's bringing out to the world and the training she's bringing out into the world are making their mark around the globe. You know, when I think about this idea of 4 million views of YouTube videos, I can't even think of the plan that would make that happen. It's this notion of going viral because of such a perfect message to market match, you know, in marketing language. But I think what's most important is that she's a world-renowned transformational expert on mastering the law of attraction, but particularly for helping people manifest their greatest lives, even, and this is the important part, even if they're going through the toughest times of their life. So she's the best-selling author of more than one book, Unsinkable, How to Bounce Back Quickly When Life Knocks You Down, and we're going to be talking a lot about that today, and also The Law of Attraction, Plain and Simple, which was a number one bestseller as well. And she's regularly featured on national media, on TV, on the radio, and in magazines. So there's more I could say, but Sonia, hi and welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. You know, there's so much I want to share with people today, because you and I have had a chance to talk about this whole notion of how we make transitions in life from what we think we're putting all our time and attention and devotion into, and who could guess that a few years down line we're down a completely different route. And you and I were talking about the fact that you didn't get out of bed born to be paying attention to transformational stuff. You were managing businesses and running corporations.
Yes, and while I was doing that, it was pretty miserable as well at the same time, and very stressed out. And probably if there was some sort of scale where you can actually track this, I probably was the biggest drama queen on the planet. And everything was drama and playing the victim and all that kind of stuff, which at the time I didn't realize that I had created that myself. And I created that. It was self-creation. I always blame the outside world. And, you know, what's amazing is that, yeah, I come from a background of business. And quite frankly, even though I do all this personal development work now, I run a business, and a very successful seven-figure business. So, you know, it's business and personal. It's really all about running a business. You know, running a business that you absolutely love, and you don't even feel like it's work. And that is where I got myself you know, that's a direction, that's the path I took myself down, as opposed to just running any business. At the time, I was making six figures working for other people and did really well, believe it or not, even with all the drama. I probably was not, you know, all my bosses probably thought I was not very enjoyable to be around because of all the drama, but they kept me because I brought results. So imagine removing the drama and just moving forward with the results, and you know how much, you know how much more you can accomplish and manifest in your life.
Indeed, and as you and I had been talking about that before, I was thinking, oh, you and Gina and I are going to have a talk fest today. because I, you know, there's that common element in all three of our worlds, which is how do we help people take what their experience is, what their expertise is, what they're passionate for and about, and turn it into a really lucrative business. Because I'm fond of saying that 98% of the world's population, when they get out of bed on a Tuesday morning, it's to spend all of their time and intelligence and energy working in business. So for Pete's sake, let's make it something we love doing.
Exactly. And, you know, there's an old expression, if you love what you're doing, you don't have to work a day in your life.
Exactly. It all feels like play.
I mean, can you imagine? I know that often, by the way, as a side note, if by chance we happen to be disconnected, I will call you back on my cell phone. Just because we had a massive thunderstorm here in Toronto this morning, and it knocked out our phone line. So just in case, I will call you back on my 416 area code number.
Perfect.
Okay. As a side note.
Yeah. And
so basically, you know, it's fascinating how, you know, you can actually, like, for instance, I do a lot of product launches, and to be able to work, let's say, 18-hour days, and I'm not saying that this is what you should be doing, but when you do massive projects and it's, you know, a product launch and you have like 3 million emails going out on a specific day from all your joint venture partners, it's pretty stressful. But imagine working 18-hour days during this specific time and never once feeling tired and loving every second. Granted, there's some stressful times in there, but there's just such a high with what you're doing that it doesn't feel like work. But I know that in the past, when I had a regular job working 18 hours, oh my God, the drama would come up and, you know, I can't believe I'm doing this. This isn't worth all the money that I'm making. It's, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I agree. I mean, if you can find, you know, run your own business that super successfully and doing what you love to do and not doing it just so you can make money, that's the dream. And it's possible for everybody.
Exactly. And just to let people know, it just so happens you're in the middle of a launch right now, which is why I love that what we're able to show people is when you're doing something you love, it's all joy. Even the frustration, even looking over your shoulder, even the tech and everything else, is it's just part of the dynamics and the energy associated with putting out in the world what you really want to take to the world and help others with.
Right. And it's also important that when you are doing it, because, you know, sometimes when people are running their own businesses, there are a lot of frustrations. And if you're doing it the right way, and sometimes you have to fall over a few times and land flat on your face to get on the right path, to do it the right way, including myself, you know, you need to have the tools and the tactics and understand the strategies that actually help you do it so you don't feel stressed out and frustrated.
Yeah, yeah. I know what we now have joining us are the flock of birds that Gina has that are amazing. She lives literally right on the waterfront. And so we get these flocks of birds that all decide that they want to come join in. So
that's so
if
cute.
You wonder what that is in the background.
I'm trying to mute.
It's okay. I just thought, you know, Sonia ought to know what the sudden screech might be.
There's grunting in the background. What's going on, Gina?
So as a little bit of background for folks, because we're going to dive so deep into what it takes to run that seven-figure business and do it with grace and fun along with everything that has to be, you know, problem solved, how did you make the transition? What was the trigger for you that got you to finally say it's enough being in that world that you weren't loving in order to step out of it?
Okay, well, there's two things here. First of all, when I first decided to run my own business, I unfortunately had to hit rock bottom in the sense that I was completely burnt out, was suffering from panic attacks. I don't know if you've ever experienced a panic attack, but when it happened to me, I had never experienced one before, and I literally thought I was going to die. Mm-hmm. I thought I was having a heart attack. I was on my hands and knees in my bathroom, and all the thoughts that I was coming through, that were coming through my mind, is I'm going to die right here, and my brother's going to come in to see, you know, to find me dead in the bathroom or something. You know, like that's what was going. That's how bad it was. And the funny thing is that even after going through that part, I still went to work that day. So it took a long time. So for those of you who have been thinking about, you know, making the jump and you haven't, and you're scared and fearful or whatever's coming up for you, that's normal. And that's happened to many of us. And it did take a while for me to finally wake up and smell the coffee, where I just couldn't do it anymore. And it's unfortunate, because sometimes we do have to hit rock bottom and get to that really extreme place where you just, you have to make the change, because you have no other options. And sometimes it ends up being you're fired. It sometimes ends up you're in the hospital or whatever. And that's not what you want, you know, in your life. And in my case, I finally did wake up. I mean, I just continued and continued. And then one day I woke up and did finally smell the coffee and say, I just can't do this anymore. And even though I was at the top of my game in my business, I worked in the health and fitness industry. So I used to manage health clubs and clusters of clubs and stuff like that. And I just got up one day and I said, I know I need to be doing something different. I just don't know what that is, and I will never figure out what that is until I leave this job, because I'm working 14-hour days. And who has time to figure out what I want to do in my life? And so I actually walked away with no plan. And I don't recommend people to do that. That's not the best way to do it, but that's how I did it. And after I left, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. But one thing I did know is I love to travel. And I decided, and this is totally crazy, I decided to take a job as a tour leader for GAP Adventures. They're called G Adventures now. And GAP stands for the Great Adventure People. And I would do tours of 12 people and take them through South and Central America with a backpack on my back, no real home, over a whole year. And I was making $25 a day, and that was my salary. And, of course, you know, my meals and my, you know, hotel and flights were all paid for, but, you know, I wasn't making any money, really. And the experience was unbelievable. But I needed to be away for that year just to kind of find myself again. I had gotten lost. I felt like I had, you know, I was chasing money and, you know, and climbing that corporate ladder, and realized I was climbing up the wrong ladder. And I just didn't know which one was the right ladder. So I actually took a year off and did that. And by the time I finished my travels, it was very clear what I wanted to do. And what I wanted to do was to inspire people to live their greatest lives. And it's work that I've been doing for many years before that. And I knew I had a lot. It's basically, we teach what we need to learn. And I started a company called Lead Out Loud, and leading people to live their greatest lives. And I never turned back. And it wasn't always easy at the beginning, but once I figured out the formula, it took off like crazy. And one of the formula, this is the second part, what took me a while to figure out. And so all of you listening right now, it took me years to figure this out, so I'm telling you right now so you don't have to take years to figure this out. There's two components to success in business. It's not only about the knowledge and understanding of the tools, the strategies, the online, the website, the product launches, that whatever, all that stuff around business, the knowledge of that is really, really important. There's no question. You need to know that, and you need to have the right people on your team that will help you move forward to achieve your goals. But if you're missing another component, you will be spinning your wheels. And you'll see some success sometimes and then no success other times. And you'll be constantly this roller coaster ride. If you want consistent success, the other piece is you need to master your own mind.
Absolutely.
And sorry.
No, absolutely right. It's the core issue.
So what you can do, so what I'm finding, having been doing this for a few years now, what I've been finding is that there are lots of people who are in personal development or interested in personal development, and they focus on the mind and mastering their mind. But for some reason, they're still not achieving success. And then you have the reverse, people who are not interested in this personal development stuff and are interested in business, and they're learning all the business side of things, and they're trying to be successful, and it's not working for them either. Or they're getting some success, but not the seven-figure success that, you know, many business people would love to have, an eight-figure success. And so the bottom line is, you got to master both, no question. And my work has been really helping people up till now mastering the mind side of things.
Cool. And so I imagine while you were down in South America leading those tours, that half of the world at home was thinking you were out of your ever-loving mind, and the other half were watching you with envy because they themselves were feeling some level of discontent and
right.
wished that they had the courage to chuck it all. And
right, and some people felt both.
Mm-hmm.
Some people felt both. They thought I was out of my mind and felt a little jealous as well. And when I say jealous, the only reason I know that is because the comments that I got as soon as I quit my job, even before I decided to travel, you know, I was managing health clubs. And I remember one of my assistant managers came up to me and she said, "You're really leaving?" I said, "Yeah." "Because you don't even have another job?" "No." "Wow, I wish I could do that."
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I looked at her and I said, "Well, if I can, you can." And her reply to me was, "No, I can't, because I have a condo and I have a mortgage to pay."
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I said, "Well, then sell your condo."
Yeah.
And then she said to me, "Oh, no, I can't do that. No way can I do that. No way. I love my condo." And I said, "Well, that means you love your condo more than you want to make a change. Simple as that." Because sometimes we need to take a few steps backwards in order to take several steps forward. And often people see that as failure. And that's not failure. That's success. That's following your dreams.
Right. It's it's very ironic because in the business world, in a well-run business, there are review meetings, evaluations, you know, this is what we thought we were creating, what we planned to do, these are the steps we took, here's the results we got, and you look at it and, you know, with a trained eye, you look at it and say, okay, how far off were we from the results we were hoping to get, and what was at the root of it, and what changes will we make in order to get a better result next? And somehow when it's tied up with our personal world and our objects and our possessions and our sense of achievement and accomplishments and how we're showing it into the world, where it's so much tougher to take that step back and say, hang on, this formula is not getting me the true result that I actually want in my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's interesting because, like, one huge thing, and sometimes all it takes is one small thing that you just get this aha that completely transform not only your business but your life. And what I call, like in my particular case, and this has to do with your mind again, is really all about reprogramming. I like to look at it as three different steps. And the first step is reprogramming your conscious mind. And what that means is really recreating your reality about what is in your life and what is in your business, and recognizing that wherever your business is at right now is a creation that you have created. We can blame everyone. If it's not where it is, where you want it to be, you can blame, "I don't have enough staff, I need more knowledge, I'm too young, I'm too old," whatever you want to tell yourself, that, you know, "I'm just starting," the economy, ooh, that's a big one, the economy, you can blame anything outside yourself, but you have way more control than you believe. And sometimes all you need to do when you start complaining and really focus on the problems rather than the solutions and rather than the positive side of things, all you're going to get is more of those negative things. And as soon as you're able to shift that, and it's such a small little thing, and I'm going to give you a perfect example for me that happened a few years ago. As soon as you're able to shift that, you'll be amazed at the opportunities and what can completely transform in your business and your personal life. So in my case, this happened a few years ago. I call it the Oprah story. And what happened was I had just started Lead Out Loud, which is my company, and I really didn't know what I was doing, quite frankly. I had this big dream. I'm going to put this, you know, build it and they will come, and I built it and they didn't come, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And and so what happened at the time was I had just started this company. I was very excited about it. I just wrote my very first book that nobody knows about, by the way, today, because it was a self-published book. It's not in bookstores. It was called Mastering the Law of Attraction. And I just remember that I wrote this book. It was self-published. I had like 2,000 copies in my garage, and nobody was buying them. And I didn't even know how to market them. And I just remember at that moment, I actually had a speaking engagement in Chicago, but it had nothing to do with my new company and my new direction in life. It had to do with the health and fitness industry, which was my past life, right, what I was doing before. But I had committed to this a year before, and to speak at this conference, which was a health and fitness huge national conference, and I was going there to be a speaker. And my topic was on low-cost and no-cost marketing ideas. And the thought of teaching that and talking at this event made me sick to my stomach because that represented my previous life, quote-unquote, my last job, my last career that made me miserable, and I have shifted careers in life. And so I didn't want to do it. So whenever you're in a position where you don't want to do something, you're miserable, you're complaining, which is everything I was doing. I don't want to go to Chicago. I can't believe I have to speak on this topic. I'm so not interested in this. All I want to do is motivate people. This is so boring. What a waste of time this is. All this kind of negative stuff. Anytime you start complaining, it is equivalent to staring at a closed door. And not only is it closed, but it's locked. And you are going nowhere fast. And in order to really be able to shift your life, your career, your business, you need to step away from that closed door. And the best way to do that is to recognize when you're complaining, when you're experiencing all these negative feelings, and you need to shift them. And as soon as you're able, what I call, step away from those that closed door, all of a sudden you'll notice all the doors of opportunities, of opportunity are all around you. And that's when you decide which door do you choose, and that's your greatest life, your greatest business. You know, everything you've ever wanted are through those doors, not in front of that closed door. So for me, I was complaining, complaining, complaining about going to Chicago. And I'm telling you, this transformed my life and my career, and I would not be doing what I'm doing today, and I wouldn't even be speaking to you right now, to both of you right now, if I had not shifted and I had not stepped away from that closed door. This one small thing. In that moment, I remember saying to myself, boy, I'm complaining a lot, and that's pretty negative. And that's kind of silly coming from someone who just wrote a self-published book on mastering the law of attraction and the importance of being positive and feeling good, right? I said, okay, so like what's going on here? There's, you know, a disconnect. And I, in that moment, made a decision, and I set an intention, and I said, not only am I going to Chicago and I'm going to be speaking on the topic of marketing, but I'm going to go to Chicago and it's going to be the best trip I've ever taken in my life. Mm. And I made that intention. I just said that intention, and I said, and this was 3 days before I'm about to leave, by the way. I didn't know what that looked like. It didn't matter. But I set that intention. And as soon as I did that, I started thinking, and I said, well, what would the best trip of my life look like? And I still couldn't figure it out. And I was saying, well, what's in Chicago? What can I do? You know? And I thought, well, maybe I can get a few bookings to speak on the topic of the law of attraction for future gigs. Maybe I can get interviewed on some TV shows in Chicago. What's in Chicago? What's in Chicago? And then I thought, oh, my goodness, Oprah's in Chicago. She just did 2 shows on The Secret, which is all about the law of attraction, power, positive thinking, the importance of feeling good and elevating your vibration and energy, and what you attract into your life is, you know, is basically what you're projecting out there, which I'll talk about a little bit further. But she was talking about the topic that I just wrote a self-published book on. So anyway, so I said, okay, I'm going to Chicago and Oprah's in Chicago. So what I want to do is I want to manifest meeting with Oprah's people. Trying to get on one of her shows or getting on the radio show. She had Oprah and Friends Radio at the time. She had the Oprah Show at the time. And it just sounded totally ridiculous, let's face it. You know, anyone now, if you think about it in your own business, like that would be a totally ridiculous thought in your mind, getting on the Oprah Show, right? And but I went ahead and did it anyway. And so I searched high and low, and I looked for contacts at the Oprah Show, Oprah and Friends Radio, and I spent hours researching on the internet. You can't send them a book, you can't send them a package, they will not accept that. And so I figured I need to find their email addresses. And So what happened was, as soon as I started looking, it took about 2-3 hours, I found a list of all the names of all the producers, executive producers, the assistant producers of the show, of the radio show. There were about 60 of them, believe it or not, but no email addresses. And I said, well, that's not going to help me. And so what did I do? And it's really about never giving up and looking past the obstacles and looking for the solutions, which means you're stepping away from that closed door. And I said to myself, I cannot find these email addresses. How can I contact these people? And I started guessing. I swear to God, I started guessing. And so what I did was, so let's say one guy's name was John Smith, executive producer, let's say. So I do jsmith@oprah.com. And the email said something like, hi, my name is Sonia Riccotti. I'm coming. I just wrote the book called Mastering the Law of Attraction, Takes the Secret to the Next Level. And I'll be in Chicago on Thursday. And I'd love to meet with you in person to drop off my media kit and tell you about my new book. Let me know if you're available. And so I said, jsmith@oprah.com. It declined. It bounced. And then I tried john.smith@oprah.com. It bounced. I tried John@Oprah.com, and then I tried jsmith@oprahstudios.com, and then harpostudios.com, and then John. I was trying every possible. Like, it sounds totally ridiculous.
Well, it also sounds like total intentionality and relentlessness, and any entrepreneur knows that that's part of the entrepreneurial mindset is, if I'm trying to get to a destination, what are the steps to take and take them? Not think
exactly
about them endlessly, but actually be taking the steps. Part of it is you're literally telling the universe, I'm actually really serious about this, so help here.
And the bottom
doors.
Line is, if you don't try, you don't get. And what's the worst thing that can happen? You get a no, you try something else, adjust your path and move forward.
Exactly.
And so in that moment, I continued. I'm telling you, it was like 6 hours later. I'm still working on this. Most people would have given up after 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
right? And I, 6 hours later, I was trying every possible denomination of that email address. And believe it or not, eventually one didn't bounce back.
I love it.
And I had uncovered the Oprah code, email code. And I sat there and I go, I've got 60 names that I can email right now.
Uh-huh.
And I did. And I didn't do, you know, BCC 60 people. I emailed every single person personally. And again, another 2-3 hours later, 60 emails later, and then I didn't get to bed till like 3-4 in the morning. And I sent the email out, and I said, whatever is supposed to happen will happen. And at 9 o'clock, I got up, and I ran to my computer, and out of the 60 people I sent out, I got one reply. Exactly, that's all it takes. And the reply was this, how about Thursday at 2 p.m.? Signed, Senior Producer at Oprah and Friends Radio.
I love it.
Let me know if that works for you. And I replied, well, yeah, absolutely. And so next thing you know, on Thursday, I'm going to Harpo Studios. And I'm meeting with the Senior Producer of Oprah and Friends Radio. And the intention was just to drop off my media kit. And quite frankly, just going to Harpo Studios, being in the lobby and meeting the Senior Producer and shaking his hand and just being in that energy would have made it the best trip possible. But you know what I said, and one thing that's really important is whenever you set an intention, say, this is what I want or something better. Always be open to or something better, because often what we think we want is not what's best for us. And so just be open that there's even better things for you. And so when I got there, I met him, and I had my media kit, and he said, well, let's go to my office and let's chat a bit. And I stayed there for an hour and a half. And what was really incredible is within the first 5 minutes, I immediately got an interview on Oprah and Friends Radio. And the ironic part is that it wasn't even on what I thought I was going to be selling. I was there because in Chicago for the health and fitness industry. And I had not wanted to go because of that. Instead, that is what got me an interview on Oprah and Friends radio show, channel. And why is because right from the beginning when I arrived, the first thing he asked me was, what brings you to Chicago? And I said, I'm speaking. And I said, oh, great, now I have to tell him that I'm not really a motivational speaker because I just started. And I just said, well, I'm just here at a conference. And he said, what kind of conference? And I said, oh, great. Health and fitness. He goes, health and fitness? Why are you speaking on health and fitness? And I said, well, actually, my background is in health and fitness, and, you know, I manage health clubs and la, 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 and all this kind of stuff. And he said, oh, my God, you're kidding? And immediately he called in Courtney Cole, which is one of the senior producers, or executive producers, actually. And he called her in, and he goes, Sonia, tell her what you do. I said, well, I used to work in the health and fitness industry, and I'm here to speak on this topic. And immediately she said, I want you on the Bob Green Show. And I swear, Bob Green, first of all, is Oprah's personal trainer, and he had a radio show on that. And in that moment, this is the funny part, in that moment when she said that, I just was, this is what I heard, I want you on the Tom Green Show. And for those of you who don't know who Tom Green, he's a comedian and has nothing to do with personal development whatsoever. And I was just like, she wants me to be funny? I don't even know anything about Tom Green. And then I realized after a while, I'm like, oh, she meant Bob Green. And she actually did say Bob Green. I just didn't hear that. Anyway, within 5 minutes, I was already booked on the Bob Green Show on the Oprah and Friends radio. So here I am sitting talking. This is within 5 minutes. And then he goes, okay, let's talk about your book. I told him about my book, how it takes a secret to the next level, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he looked at it and he said, yeah, but Sonia, this is a self-published book. Mm-hmm. He goes, you need a publisher for this book. And my heart just sank. He said, listen, you have a bunch of, you know, these self-published books in your garage. You need these books in bookstores and around the world. This is an – he was flipping through the book and just kind of looking at it. And he goes, this is a really awesome book from what I see. You need a publisher. And I knew that when you have a publisher, first of all, you have to do a book proposal, then it takes forever, several months to even sign on to get a publisher. I also know that only 1%
to itself to decide to get a publisher-based book.
Exactly. And it's like 1% of people are able to even get a publisher. And on top of that, I knew it would take 2 years for it to hit bookstores. And The Secret was really hot at the time. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, I'm totally deflated, and he saw that on my face, and he just looked at me, and he goes, just a second. Let me make a phone call for you. And he got me a publisher. Swear to God.
Oh,
and about 7 months later.
This understands it's about being in motion and staying present for the possibilities to show up.
And to recreate your reality and recognizing that whenever you're complaining or focusing on the problems rather than the solutions and opportunities, you are just bringing more of the same into your life, more of the negativity. If you will, the bottom line is, and for those of you who are not aware of the law of attraction states that like attracts like. That's the simplest term. And the bottom line is that everything's made out of energy, and that's a scientific fact. And whatever, everything's made out of energy. Your computer, your phone, your desk, your clothes, your skin, your eyes, your thoughts, everything's made out of energy. And they have found that like, if you were to look in a very powerful microscope, that like energy attracts like energy. So if you have negative thoughts and you're feeling bad and you're projecting all this negative stuff, you're going to attract more of negative stuff into your life. And the same thing goes with positive. So the sooner you recreate your reality and shift all that negative stuff going on inside you, the sooner you will transform your life, your business, everything. And so because you want to be in a state where you're positive, where you feel good, where you're generating positive energy, because once you do that, you will attract great things into your life. If I hadn't, in that moment, when I was complaining about going to Chicago and how miserable it was and how it was going to be a wasted 3 days of my life, that's exactly what I was thinking, if I hadn't shifted that, there is no way I would have had that phenomenal experience that completely transformed my life and the path of my life. He got me a publisher. The book was in bookstores within 7 months, which is unheard of, by the way. And they changed the book. The title of it is now called The Law of Attraction, Plain and Simple. That's the official published version. That book has now been translated in so many different languages around the world. And it's a number one bestseller, and it completely put me in a completely different direction career-wise. And then, you know, after that, I launched Unsinkable, and I launched a whole business around this whole brand of Unsinkable and the Law of Attraction and products and product launches and mailing lists and affiliate marketing and all that kind of fun stuff that turned into a seven-figure business. So,
And there we were, the trigger being first step, reprogramming your conscious mind.
Exactly. And that's just becoming aware that anytime you feel bad, anytime you have those negative feelings, sadness, anger, resentment, all those negative feelings, stress, depression, all those negative feelings, you know, often what happens is we really believe that the reason we feel that way is because of our situation or what's going on around us or outside of us. And the truth is, that isn't true. That is not why you're feeling the way you do, because you have something going on in your life and then you feel a certain way. But the truth is, there's something in between there that happens. And what happens is you have a thought about what's going on in your life, about a certain situation, about what, you know, what your husband said to you, your boss said to you, or whatever it is, about, you know, if you're in debt, right? You have thoughts about that. Those thoughts are making you feel the way you do. It's not the actual situation. That's why you can have 10 people going through the exact same situation and have 10 different reactions. Because of the thoughts they have around what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so what's important is to recognize that you can shift those thoughts. As soon as you become aware that you're even having those thoughts, which, by the way, when they're negative, it's staring at a closed door, it's important to shift them and turn them into positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive things. Shift it. Look for the silver lining. Focus on the intention of what you want to create rather than focusing on the problems. Focus on what could the solutions possibly be.
Fabulous.
And on the Unthinkable website at dbdnow.com/Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, perhaps one of the most important lines on that page is, you don't manifest what you want, you manifest what you believe.
Yeah.
What's the difference, Sonia?
Okay, I'm so happy that you're mentioning that, because, you know, we can focus on everything that we want, but the truth is, and that's the second step, by the way, is that you can put it out there and say, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. But the truth is, if you believe otherwise, if you have negative limiting beliefs around that area, you will never manifest that. Or you'll manifest a bit of it and then you'll lose it. And so a perfect example of this is money, because nowadays a lot of people are struggling, a lot of people are having financial problems, and a lot of people want to make more money in their lives. And really manifest that in their businesses, in their personal lives, all that. And the truth is, if you've been struggling financially for a long time or just not able to reach the capacity, financial abundance that you really want to achieve, you have limiting beliefs around money. And that goes with every area of your life. So if you have issues with your relationships, friendships, career, like any business as well, you know, any area of your life, if it is not working the way you want it to, and you're struggling in that area, you have limiting beliefs in that area. It is absolutely critical that you actually take the time to uncover what these limiting beliefs are so you can shift them into empowering positive beliefs instead. And as soon as you do that, you completely shift your vibration and your energy, and you will see that you will manifest amazing things in those areas. Now, some people might be thinking, oh, this is getting too woo-woo for me. Trust me on this one. Just try it. Right? And so for instance, for money, and what I call this, the second step is reprogramming your subconscious mind. These limiting beliefs are often at the subconscious level that you don't even know that you have them. And so it's important to really focus and bring them up to the conscious level in order to be able to shift them. And one great way, and just to give you an example, because I know that a lot of people are having financial issues. If you want to know if you have any limiting beliefs around money, I'm going to give you some examples. And think about it and see if any of these resonate at all with you. Making money is hard. Do you ever say that to yourself? Oh, I'll never be a millionaire. I don't have enough education to be successful. I'll never make money in this economy. I'm too young or I'm too old to be successful. You know, if I make a lot of money, I'm going to have to work a lot of hours, and that's going to take me away from my family. If I make a lot of money, I'll have to take on much more responsibilities, and I'll be so stressed out. Let's face it, rich people are unhappy anyway. Rich people
are... And sometimes it's not even at a conscious level. it's simply through your actions, you're reinforcing that subconscious belief. A good example is what happened in my own life. I spent 10 years in a hospital bed and wheelchair. In January of 2005, my doctors gave me 12 to 18 months to live. And within 6 months, I had actually had 3 different blood tests in a week come back with test results saying this patient is clinically dead. That's how sick I was.
Wow.
Well, what I didn't realize at the time was every single time I put another pill in my mouth, I'm reinforcing at a subconscious level. I'm sick, I'm dying, I need a pill. Every time I changed my IV bag, I'm sick, I'm dying, I need another IV. Every time I did a blood test, I'm sick, I'm dying, I need another test. And over again, without intending it, without even recognizing it at a conscious level, I'm reinforcing, I'm sick, I'm dying, I'm not going to be here for much longer. And until I could, at a conscious and subconscious level, change that, there wasn't anything that was going to save my life.
Right. And how did you do it?
Mindset. Completely and totally mindset. But I had to stop those actions that kept me in the belief of I'm sick, I'm dying, I need another whatever. I had to totally stop talking to my doctors because they didn't like the idea of me not taking my medication. And I knew that the longer I continued to take the medication, the harder it would be to reprogram my subconscious mind.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And again,
I looked at every single action I took, every person in my life, every conversation that I had. It wasn't enough to just have a positive mindset. I had to have positivity in every aspect of my life, from my thoughts to the people I interacted with, the actions I would take and activities I would do. Everything had to have positivity in it.
Right. And it's not an easy road, but there are ways to do it. And you'll be amazed. And just like, I mean, you're a perfect example. That's a miracle in itself. And, you know, and that's where it comes from, that statement. We don't manifest what we want. We manifest what we believe. And so if you're not seeing the results, you know, even from a business perspective, this was a huge one for me. This is what took me from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business, is becoming aware that I had a limiting belief around an area of my business. It took a while for it to come up. But I realized what it was, and as soon as I figured it out, then I was able to shift it. And what it was for me is this. Remember, I come from a business background, corporate background, you know, managing huge amounts of staff, and I was stressed out and tired and burnt out and miserable and panic attacks. So when I think of – every time I would think of that life – I would, that yucky feeling would come up, right? Even to this day when I go and work out in a health club, the yucky feelings come up, okay? I'm still dealing with trying to release that past. But anyway, and one day I was at a stoplight, and I remember saying to myself, you know, I've been working really hard in this business. And yes, I'm making six figures, and most people would be thrilled to be making six figures. But I want to make seven figures, and I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. Other people are making seven figures. Why can't I? And immediately right after that second of saying that, the thought that came into my mind is, yeah, but. Anytime you say yeah, but in your thoughts, yeah, but, remember, in order to make seven figures, you have to have a lot of staff. Do you remember when you had a lot of staff and how miserable you were and had to deal with all the crazy staffing issues and the stress around that and the drama and all that? You don't want that. And so that limiting belief came up to me. Oh, it was at a red light. I remember exactly which red light it was. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's a limiting belief that's been holding me back. I all along have been saying I want to make seven figures, but in order to do that, I will have to be miserable. And so what does the universe say? Well, then I won't give you that. Because you don't want to be miserable.
I'll make you miserable.
Yeah. Right? So in reality, I didn't really want that on a subconscious level. I didn't want it, and that's the energy I was projecting, right? And as soon as I became aware of that, and some people might be thinking, yeah, but it's true. If you make seven figures, you really do need a lot more staff, and you probably will be stressed out. So, and if that's what you're thinking, that is a limiting belief because it's not true. You can create
Absolutely.
Whatever you want. So then in that moment, I shifted it. And how did I shift it? I shifted my thought to the – I was laughing because I realized how ridiculous it is and also – it's ridiculous because I actually teach this stuff, and it took me a while to figure this out. And what I was thinking in my mind was, okay, not only can I have a seven-figure business, but I'm going to have a seven-figure business doing it peacefully, making a difference on the planet with very little staff and working even less hours than I do now. That's my new belief.
And immediately, so how many people did it take for you to get to your seven figures?
You know what? I got an extra support person, which is really an assistant, and she handles all my operations, and everyone else are contract people. So my web guy is a contract person. My launch manager is a contract person. It's very – I work from home.
Isn't that awesome?
And I work from home.
And everything else that created the manifestation was through relationships.
Exactly. Oh, it's all about relationships. That's another thing. We can talk hours around that, and I know that's what the show is all about.
No, well, what I was going to say is – we're going to keep talking exactly where we're talking right now, and I'd love you to come back so we can talk about building relationships to build businesses.
I would love that, because that is something that's really huge.
Yep.
Huge. It really helped me catapult my business to that level.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
So step one is reprogramming our conscious mind. Step two is reprogramming our subconscious mind.
Which are limiting beliefs. So
mm-hmm.
It's important to bring them up. And just to let you know, for everyone listening, I actually have a program and I actually teach how to master each of these steps. Okay, so if you're thinking, well, okay, this sounds a lot harder. And by the way, in my office right now as I speak to you, I have a sign on my wall that says money flows easily, freely, and from everywhere.
Beautiful. And people can get all the information they want to about that program by going to bbdnow.com/Sonia, S-O-N-I-A. All the information is right there about that program, because it's absolutely amazing what you have in there.
And when you go there, just to let you know, because I want to talk about the third step as well, which is really important, which you already touched on already. But just to let you know, that program is called the Unsinkable Bounce Back System. And what it is helping you get through any difficult time in your life. Whatever area of your life is not working for you, and sometimes it's something really big, like really big, and other times it can be something small, but it's really all about getting every area of your life on track where it's a 10 out of 10. So if you have any areas of your life that are not working, especially a lot of people get this program for financial reasons and trying to get their finances in order, and it really has a lot to do with getting your mind straight and in the right frame of mind to be able to manifest everything you want and elevating your vibration so you are generating positive energy all the time. And so when you go there, that's what you're going to see is that, you know, it's about those three steps. So the third step is elevate your vibration to that above 500 level. And that's everything, it has everything to do with the law of attraction. And where I actually came up with all of this is when I read the book Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
And this book, it's a little bit of a dry read, to be honest, but it's phenomenal. And especially me, who I'm more of a creative person than going into the science of stuff and all that kind of stuff. But if you love science and all that, you'll love this. And basically what he did is he created a scale called the Calibrated Scale of Consciousness, and it was a scale of 1 to 1,000. And he was basically testing the consciousness of people and people around the world. And how he did that is he used muscle testing to do it. And what was amazing is that he found that people who were in a state of fear, like all these negative states, like fear, anger, shame, you know, just really yucky feelings, the staring at the closed door thing that I was talking about, all those people all tested at a very low conscious level, and they were all vibrating at a very low level. And they also found that people who were in a state of love, peace, joy, and even gratitude all vibrated at a super high level. Their levels of consciousness were well above the 500 level. And so you want to elevate your vibration to get that above 500 level in order to be able to manifest. So when you set that intention, it goes into motion really quickly, and that is what you'll manifest and attract in your life. And so if you can get yourself to just, instead of focusing on, oh, okay, how do I get positive, and just get yourself to a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude. First of all, just being in that state feels good, period. So whether you believe this or not, just do it. And you'll be amazed at how things will transform in your life. And so that is the third step, is getting yourself to that state. And one of the things that I love to talk about is the importance of really being able to, decide who your circle of light is. Decide who do you hang out with. Decide who are your friends. Do your friends elevate you, or do they bring you down? Do your friends spend, when you're with your friends, are you spending time gossiping, talking about others, complaining, negative? Are they energy drainers in your life? If that's the case, it's time to change friends. It's
so
really
this
important.
This one was huge for me too. It turned out that one of my biggest sources of negativity was my mom. My mom is one of those people that could win $1 million in the lottery and find a million reasons that that's a bad thing. And at the time that I was sick, we were talking 6 to 8 times a day, every day.
Yeah.
And so when I realized it, I called my mom and I could only give her 2 choices. She could either try this with me and not allow the negativity into my life, or I had to say goodbye and I didn't know when, if ever, I'd be able to talk to her again.
Right.
So I did not talk to my mom for almost 6 years.
Wow. And do you talk to her now?
I do, but it is a very different relationship today.
Very different. And that's so crucial, because sometimes you do need to cut those ties, and it is difficult. Often, you know, when you just are blunt and open and just say, you know what, you know, I'm trying to be positive, and let's you know, when we're talking today and while we're conversing, let's just talk about positive stuff. Let's not talk about any negative stuff. How's that? Right? And you just set the intention and see if that works with your friend, your parent, your brother, your sister, whoever is negative in your life. And just set the intention of this is what you want to do. Or when you find that somebody is complaining about something, instead of focusing on what they don't want in life, I don't want debt or all those negative things, say, okay, well, let's shift it here. Let's focus on what you do want. So in a perfect world, what do you want? And all of a sudden you start shifting their vibration, because now they're thinking about positive things and what the perfect situation would look like. And immediately both of you will feel better. But do your best to hang around people who elevate you, people who support you, people who, you know, when you have a crazy idea about starting your own business, they don't poo-poo your idea or give you a million reasons of why it won't work, right? And, you know, and let me tell you, there have been times where it's been a lonely road running my own business, especially at the beginning. Because I didn't know anyone who ran their own business. I didn't even know anyone that ever wrote a book. Right? And everyone thought I was nuts. And the bottom line is this. I would always make the most ridiculous statements. And to this day, I make the most ridiculous statements. And I do it on purpose for shock value for people. But also because I'm setting an intention. And as soon as I say it out loud, then it forces me to go down that road to make it happen. So I would say I'm going to be a number one best-selling author. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to make 7 figures. The newest thing I'm saying is I'm going to have a mailing list of 1 million people. And it's not just going to be any 1 million people. It's going to be 1 million people in my community. Right now I'm at over 100,000, so I've got a ways to go. But I'm saying it to everybody, so mark my words.
I love it.
That's right. Let me know what I can do to help make that a reality, would you?
Thank you. And because it really is about community, and for me it really is about making a difference and helping people around the world, and at the same time making an incredible living doing it and have an amazing lifestyle too. Just make everyone happy.
And I love all of the questions that you posed today, because every one of our listeners can go back and listen to those questions again and take it into their own life, as well as, you know, I'm planning ahead here. I'm hoping that everybody who comes and listens to this show right here, forget hoping, I'm knowing that they're going to go to bbdnow.com/Sonia and get the program. And we're going to give them a couple of months to take themselves through that program, because, Sonia, I want you to come back and join us on the show and talk about the business building side of things. And we're going to have a whole crop of listeners in our audience who have already started working on shifting their conscious mind and subconscious mind. So they're going to be joining us in the understanding of how to start sending the messages out to the universe about what it is that they're looking to create and manifest and attract in order to create what that next stage is for their business and for
that
them.
Would be perfect. That would be perfect.
And one of the things I love the most about the package is it includes Mark Romero. Oh, my goodness, he's one of my favorite people. His music is incredible, isn't it, Sonia?
Yeah, well, first of all, he's one of my best friends, and he actually created, for those of you who don't know who Mark Romero is, Mark Romero is a high-vibration musician, and he creates the most beautiful high-vibration music, and all you have to do is just listen to his music, playing it in the background while you're working, while you're driving, while you're working out, and it immediately elevates your vibration, so you are generating positive energy. I actually had his music playing in the background while my dad was in ICU. And and my dad's fine now. He's back home. They thought he was going to die, and he didn't. And thank God, touch wood. And so Mark Romero is amazing. And I want to mention about this program quickly, because I know we don't have much time here, is that it's an extensive program. And so when you look at the page, you might say, oh my goodness, this is what it's going to take to reprogram my conscious mind, my subconscious mind, and elevate my vibration to above 500 level. There's a lot of stuff here. No, I purposely put a ton of stuff in there so it's a no-brainer for you. There's also a 60-day money-back guarantee as well. So if you're sitting on the fence saying, I don't know if this will work, well, you have nothing to worry about. And the other thing is, as soon as you get the program, the number one thing I recommend that you do is do the AM and PM activations. These are something you listen to in the morning. It's like a meditation, except you need a headset so you have the left speaker in your left ear and the right speaker in your right ear. This is important. You do not need this for the Mark Romero music, but for this you do, the AM and PM activations. You listen to the AM activation in the morning. It's about 12 minutes. And then before you go to bed, you listen, or in the evening, you listen to the PM activation. Just listening to these activations will elevate your vibration to a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude. And remember, I said, as soon as you elevate your vibration to that state, things will automatically start manifesting in your life the way you want them to. And I know that's a huge and bold statement. People have had incredible results with this program. And the first thing I recommend is to start with that. There's an audio program and teaching you everything about, you know, how to recreate your reality and letting go of the past so it's not affecting your present, because that's all negative energy too, and a whole bunch of really cool stuff. It's very extensive, but immediately if you want to elevate your vibration right now, do the AM and PM activations every day. I have people who have been doing them for over a year. They continue doing it because they're just on top of the world.
And it creates a domino effect into your unconscious, subconscious mind and through your conscious mind. It's fabulous.
Exactly. Exactly.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, I'm so delighted that you could come on this immediate notice and bring this to everyone who's a listener on the Breakthrough Directions show. And I'm delighted to know we're going to, you know, I'm a holistic person. For me, it's form, content, timing, everything. And I'm so delighted we're getting you back to talk nitty gritty about building a seven-figure business from a starting point of an intention. So I'm so looking forward to that.
And I want to mention, and you can do this very quickly, because if once you start learning a little bit more about me, you'll learn the unsinkable bounce back system came from me hitting rock bottom and losing everything and being into six-figure debt. I turn things around super, super, super fast, and that's what this whole program is about, is turning things around fast in all areas of your life. And so I'm excited to come back to talk about business, because as you and I know, Linda, when you and I were talking about, I can talk about business for hours and hours, and there's so much passion around that, and I want to be able to share any knowledge that I have. I'm all about giving as much information as possible.
Thank you so much, Sonia.
Thank you.
Gina.
Well, thank you so much, Sonia. It has been really great having you here today, and I'm looking forward to talking to you later this week and having you back on the show again in a couple months. Thank you, Linda.
I look forward to that.
And again, you can find Sonia's unsinkable system at bbdnow.com/Sonia. Linda and I will be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Breakthrough Directions here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks again, girls.
Join us Tuesday at noon Eastern for the next episode of Breakthrough Directions, from relationship marketing to business success.